Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans, chapter 6, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 14. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of His wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined Him in His death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with Him in His death, we will also be raised to life as He was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with Him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. When He died once to break the power of sin. But now that He lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Once again, that was Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 through 14 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. What will reign in our bodies, sin or grace? Sin is a terrible master, promising pleasure but delivering death. Only in Jesus can we be set free from the bondage of sin and the consequence of death. We are buried with Him, symbolized by baptism. This means our old life, of sin, is dead and we are free to live new lives for God, our Creator, Savior, and King. We are free from, and dead to, sin, as we just read in verses 7 and 11. It doesn't always feel this way, though. Yet God declares this truth over us, and we spend our whole lives, through every choice, allowing Him to make this declaration a reality. The Christian life is about trust and surrender. Christianity is about a life united to Christ. This is living, this is new life. United to Christ, a person can overcome selfishness, learn to serve, and find joy. United to Christ, a person can overcome death. Those who die with Christ will live forever. Our lives can be instruments for God's glory, doing what is right and making a difference. Too often people define Christianity as rules and regulations. Jesus came to change our very existence. We can be united with God. As we allow God to live in us, and return our bent wills to His goodwill, we find purpose and joy. This is living. This is new life. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why is it important to know that your, quote, old self, end quote, is dead in Christ? Where do you need to surrender an area of sin to God? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.